Great. Thanks, Jimmy. It's great to be here, see so many old faces and friends over time. It's hard to believe that it's been over 3 years since I sat in Trevor's job. I'm going to talk about two things today. First of all, the role I'm moving into, which is running the energy management business. And then once I complete that, I'll move over to the financial framework as we wrap. So with that, a couple things I want to cover. One is just give you a view on the industry. As John mentioned, this is a big industry. It's one that we've historically underwhelmed, and we can play a lot bigger in. There are some great underlying trends. When you look at these subsegments here, they're all growing 5, 8, 7, 9%. So solid growth driven by trends that you know well. And it's really also being driven by this electrification. You know, the advancements in power conversion, power electric, and what you can do with that. And also, as Jim talked about, our customers are demanding it. They want greater efficiency. They want to get more use out of their productive assets. So this is an industry we like, and we can get a lot bigger in. So who are we at Energy Management? It's about a $6 billion business. We've been investing. We've invested over $4 billion over the last 2 years in the business. And some of the capabilities that we have, think about smart grid. We talk about that in concept, but what is it? Steve talked about distributed power and what's going on with that. Vic talked about renewables. That's putting pressure on the grid. Well, in smart grid, we have products that allow for substation automation, distribution automation, and then give the utility software to put in their operating centers to better manage that data and better manage their grids. So these are all things that are evolving here that we can do more in. The other area I'd like to highlight here is Lineage. This is a business that we bought that's in the power electronics space. Direct current to direct current. They play big with telecoms, data centers. They're also in the embedded power business. So they're a critical power business, a UPS business, and also an embedded power business. And then the most recent acquisition is Convertine. And that gives us real capability in motors and drives. So we think we've assembled a competitive business here, one that we can make a lot bigger over time. So with that, I'd like to highlight a little bit about Convertine. It's our most recent acquisition that we closed. We closed it in September here. And there's three things that really excite us about this business. First, their product and their technology. This is one that's deep in motors, variable speed drives, power electronics around that. Secondly, it's their application engineering capability. They're able to take that technology, design systems that meet customers' needs. So things that Jim was talking about is examples in metal and mining. And then lastly, the domains that they focus in and that they're big in. They're big in oil and gas. They're big in renewables. They're big in metal and mining. These are areas that we know well. They align very well with GE Energy and GE across the board in what we do. So let me give you an example. We went extensively through the oil and gas business. We talked a lot about being a leader in the gas industry. Here's one in gas processing, where you take the oil and gas compression technology with Convertine, and what a combination you get. Here are three examples, two of which Dan talked about regarding Petrobras and Statoil in regards to how they're advancing on the compression technology. In all three of these, you have high-pressure compression, but with that, you have a Convertine motor and power electronic system. And this isn't, you're solving complicated things. As we talked about on subsea compression and went through, this stuff gets deployed on the seabed. You know, it has to be highly efficient, highly reliable. It's not something that you can bring up off the floor, you can maintain. So the high-speed motor with the power electronics combined with how you power that high-pressure compressor is critical here. So these are just three examples of where we started to put Convertine together with our core businesses. We can do this in renewables related to solar, related to wind, and other places around the GE portfolio. So we're very excited about the combination. So what does Convertine bring to us? It's a $30 billion market that's growing nicely. This whole collaboration and fit, hand in glove, between our businesses and Convertine, not only on the product collaboration that I just talked about, but also things like insourcing. You know, we have identified over $500 million that we can insource from Convertine. Even at modest CM rates, that's significant value creation to GE and significantly enhances the returns on the deal. And then also, they're still small in services, less than just over 10%. of their revenue is related to services. You know, in this industry, you should be closer to 20-30%. That's, again, you heard that today. We can build that out and that capability and build a broader, deeper service franchise. So we're excited about Convertine. We're excited about energy management and what it brings to us. And our challenge is to make it a lot bigger here over time.